Get Braddock in the morning. Brian Regan is here. You can go to improvclubs.com and find out when Brian's going to be in your town.
Yep, yep.
Or maybe he's there now.
Or maybe you can just watch TV because he was just on Letterman a couple, a month and a half ago?
Why are you now?
Is that right?
They just repeated, okay.
You were on the David Letterman show?
Yes.
Oh, it was a repeat?
I think it was a repeat.
Uh-huh.
In fact,
Is that embarrassing because you're telling jokes that aren't topical anymore and you turn that on and you're like, oh, everybody must think I'm so out of touch.
Well, I don't tell any jokes that are topical anyway.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Just go a nice generic route.
Oh, you don't have any sniper jokes ready to let loose on
actually,
this?
I'll bet he does.
Well, not making fun of the tragedy, of course. I just get a kick out of the criminal profilers.
Uh-huh.
These guys are coming out of the woodwork. It's like a new career choice to be a criminal profiler, and there's so many of them. I mean, these guys are like so vague. It's like, my assessment of this individual, he's someone who's he's unkind.
Yeah.
He's the type of person that either has a weapon or has access to weapons.
Right.
He's not afraid to break the law. He's a lawbreaker.
A lawbreaker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I mean, you know, it's like if these guys were so good, you know, I mean, I would want to have a criminal profiler like that. That's like, this guy is 5'11". He's got brown hair. He's balding in the back. He lives at 217 McClintock Street.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Go get him.
Right.
You know what really drives me crazy? So many people believe in psychics. If there really were psychics, why don't they ever use it for something good? Like saying, yeah. Yeah, he's right. He's going to be at Michael's this afternoon about 2:30. He's going to go through the McDonald's drive-thru. You can't miss him.
He'll be in a green car.
What, you know, if you really do see the future,
right?
Give me why do you never see the future when it matters?
Well, you know what's cool is like when you watch the testimonials of the psychic things.
Yeah.
Apparently, they tell you what you already knew, which I don't understand the attraction there. She said we have two children, and we do.
She's amazing.
Yeah, how much did that cost? Then she said we have a blue truck. We do.
We're all searching in our lives for some answers, aren't we?
You know, with the terrorism thing, you know who I feel bad for?
Dude.
I feel bad for Arab Americans who truly want to get into crop dusting.
That's
got to be an uphill battle.
It's the one thing they can't do, isn't it?
It's got to be an uphill battle.
Yeah.
Every time they ask for a brochure, let me guess, you need to make a phone call.
Uh-huh. Is that a large segment?
I don't know how many people, you know, that's their career dream, but I'm just saying.
Be wide open for those guys. But, they've got to think about that.
Hello, Lynn.
Hello.
Say hi to Brian Regan.
Hi, Brian Regan.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
I am thrilled to speak to you.
Oh, I'm thrilled to speak with you. That's nice.
You're my very favorite comedian.
Thank you.
Whenever you're on the talk shows, I always tape you, and then I have this tape that's all these snippets of you that I play for all my friends,
wow.
And they love it.
Boy, that's very kind.
Who's your second favorite?
Well, I love Ray Romano.
Uh-huh.
Hey, he's good.
Kid's pretty funny.
Oh,
look at that.
Oh. Hey, Dr. Phil McGraw called Kid the greatest comedic mind in our country.
I'm so underrated.
Well, you know, Dave thinks that Dr. Phil